Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. And it is, again, your show. Take control. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We have a lot of features, and they are free. Those other talk show hosts charge you for their sites. Ours free, freetalklive.com. We go right into your phone calls. Steve is listening to WCER in Canton, Ohio. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey, Steve. What's on your mind tonight?
Three quick statements. One is the Democrats always get away with saying that we're a friend of the working man, we're in your corner, yet they destroy all their energy production means of coal, oil drilling, hydro power, nuclear. That's number one. Number two, the environmentalists are now, their wordsmiths are changing the term global warming into climate change. Well, the climate change is every 15 seconds, so that's a safe bet.
Yep.
And the third point is your previous caller was talking about the Jewish folks. I was raised to love and respect Israel and the Jewish people. But there is a, what is the difference? The Bible says there'll be imposter Jews that say they're Jews, but there's only about 12% of the Jews that are Orthodox or that are God-fearing, Bible-loving. You know, before Christ, we had the godly Jews. What is the deal that there's only 12% of them, and the other 88%? Some hate God, some deny God. You know, it's a mixed bag for me. I'd like for you to comment on that, please.
Well, Judaism is a religion, and Jewish is a ethnicity. So that's the only place in the world where those things sort of connect, because they've got this sort of heritage thing going. It really doesn't bisect any place else. So you can't really say people that are Jewish are not, you know, are really sticking by the laws that they've, you know, the Jewish laws and all that stuff. So it gets kind of convoluted in there. And I don't know anything about the Bible saying anything about 12% Jews or, you know.
No. I mean, that is the stats in the United States. That okay. About 12% of them are Orthodox or Hasidic, very strict, God-fearing Jews or God-loving Jews. And a lot of
the only thing I know about them is they won't, the Hasidic Jew's wife I knew wouldn't shake my hand. That's all I know.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that the non-Orthodox Jews do not love God?
There's a lot of them that don't. There's a lot of them that deny God.
How can you be Jew? So then you're saying wait, Mark, you said Jewish is a, it's Judaism that's a religion?
Judaism's a religion, and Jewish, Jew is an ethnicity.
So when you say Orthodox Jew, you mean the religion. You're saying that 88% of the religion, people that follow the Jewish religion, don't actually, I'm confused by what you're saying.
Well, I like your accomplice says there. There's a lot of people who are Jewish by blood, but maybe do not adopt or believe in God, the Creator.
Do you have a problem with that?
Here's the point I'd like to bring up on it, is that Judaism, the religion itself, is different than Christianity. In Christianity, you're told, believe this crap or you're going to go to hell. No, do not question this or you will go to hell. And that's how you're raised. Mm-hmm. That do not question what we say because you'll go to hell. There's very little question that goes on. However, the religion of Judaism, you're encouraged to ask questions.
Really?
They don't have the afterlife thing where they threaten people with near the extent. And so they ask a great deal of questions. And
that seems very healthy.
Maybe they came to the, you know, some of these Jews will come to the conclusion that there is no God. And that religion doesn't have a penalty for that.
Could you be a pantheistic Jew?
You could.
No. So what? So are you saying that you have a problem with Jewish people that don't believe in God?
No, that's their choice.
Okay.
I cannot understand how someone can deny a creator. I mean, look around and see what the creation looks like.
Do you believe that you are separate from the Creator?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a difficult time with
that. I can see why they could deny it. I mean, because, if you look around at the, there's the notion that how could all this complex life be here without someone creating it?
Exactly.
But if you look at it, it's incredibly messy, and there's like so many things that look like poor design choices and living. In living things. I mean, I can certainly see. I mean, the epiglottis is in backwards, so it's designed to catch food and shove it down your throat. And human beings have all these hair follicles that don't grow in the same places where chimpanzees have them. Why? Why do we have these hair follicles that we don't use? And we have the exact same number and in the exact same place as chimpanzees, but they don't grow. Why have them there at all? And we still have tailbones some people are born with tails.
I really hate the idea that reproductive organs are so close to the anus. I really hate that. That's just, that's a design problem that I have.
Steve, well, we can argue about that later, but whatever.
Yeah, but what's better than the alternative?
I don't know. What's the alternative? No reproductive?
Right.
The forehead?
That would be really awkward.
But take a look at the giraffe, the whale, the fish, the bird. Everything has two eyes. I mean, it's like there's a pattern there. There's a design.
Sure. There are physical laws in the universe that make it very, very helpful to have two eyes for the purposes of depth perception. Occasionally there are more, but having two is like. It makes sense that sort of thing would happen.
And actually, however, prey has eyes on the sides of their heads, like cows and sparrows.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. They have the eyes on the sides of their heads, so they have that. They have two, and when four might be more useful because what they're looking in is in a field of vision. I think I agree that I find it very difficult to imagine that there isn't a creator, and that's the reason I believe in one. But I, at the same time, I have a lot of questions.
Thank you for the call tonight, Steve. Sure. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. And these are questions that I don't think will ever be definitively answered.
Human spine is not designed well. I mean, the reason people have so many back problems is our bodies still aren't adapted well to walking upright. There's a lot of stuff that's very messy and the so-called design of things.
I would also like to point out that I've lost my train of thought on this whole thing. Excuse me.
God, perfection, design. No. All right, 800-259-9231. You can comment on this or bring up whatever you want. Let's go to Jamie in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live.
Peace, boys.
Hey, Jamie.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, dude, it's Jamie from the Wheels Off Liberty podcast. Hey, dude, what's on your mind tonight?
I agree with that one caller that said marriage isn't about sex. I can testify to that.
You boys and your podcast, you think you're so funny.
I think they're funny. These guys, you can hear their show, by the way, wheelsoffliberty.com. Is that the website?
That is the website, yeah.
Okay, and also at the Liberty Radio Network at libertyradionetwork.com. I swear, Jamie, I don't want to blow your ego up too much here, but whenever I tune into your show, and I'll be up on the can or something like that, and let me tune into the Liberty Radio Network, see who's on right now, and sometimes it's you guys when I tune in, and I'm instantly transfixed and entertained by you guys. It sounds like you have so much fun together doing your show. It really comes across very well.
Hey, I appreciate it. We just get drunk and talks all we do, so it turns out well. But I went to a town hall.
You make me sick with your humility and that crap, Jamie.
I went to a town hall meeting today, and I happened to not be able to drink scotch before I went. And everybody was talking about the health care reform and how we can't afford it and all that kind of. Well, I agree with them, but it was all the same tire head Republican versus Democrat argument.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, our congressman's a Republican here in the district of Oklahoma that I live in. So they handed me the mic after a short while, and I informed the crowd of the real tax that we face as Americans is the Federal Reserve and them inflating the monetary supply and how that is more costly to us than anything that probably a single politician could ever get passed unless they just do a 100% tax, that the inflation is absolutely killing us. And that's really all that I care about in politics is getting rid of the Federal Reserve, and I mention that all the time. But this jackhole of a congressman that we have, he went on to tell me that, well, first of all, a lot of times we have to circumvent the Constitution because we're not capable of doing this anymore. So out of the the mouth of our own congressman. He can't follow the only rule that he has to follow because sometimes it's too difficult.
Right, and he's a Republican, and the Republicans love touting their precious Constitution. If you got more, Jamie, hang on. We'll bring it back here. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want, toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. You can edit virtually anything you see there. Wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. and uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every single day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. FreedomsPhoenix.com.
There are a lot of FreedomsPhoenix.coms in that particular piece of copy, aren't there?
Yes. And hopefully people will go there because it is a good site.
It is. I do most of my show prep on it.
I'm sitting looking at a Larkin Rose article that's over there right now.
Yeah, I've got one pulled up to myself.
But we have got to go to your phone calls because that's what the show's about. And we're back with Jamie in Oklahoma. So, Jamie, you were telling us about a town hall, one of these town hall meetings that you were attending. And this one was being put on by a Republican. And you said that he actually said right there in front of the crowd that he pretty much can't go by what the Constitution says.
He did. He said that the Supreme Court's there to decide what the Constitution says and what the Constitution does not say. And a good point of history for us to learn by was when Abraham Lincoln decided to be an absolute tyrant and not follow the Constitution, and look where that got us. It won the war for the North, which was just absolutely silly to me. I mean, I consider Abraham Lincoln probably one of the biggest tyrants in American history.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I agree.
So he was responding to what you had said when you were on the microphone?
Yes, and I've been to a town hall meeting with this guy before, back when it was probably just anywhere from 20 to 30 people at the meeting, and my question's always the same about ending the Fed. And the first one I went to, this Congressman Cole, Tom Cole's his name, he said, I asked him about the ending the Fed, and he said, you know, the genie's already out of the bottle. We can't really do nothing about it now. So I brought that up. I said, hey, Congressman Cole, last time I said it, you said the genie's already out of the bottle, and now you have co-signed, I guess, with Ron Paul's audit the Fed bill. He said, I never said the genie's out of the bottle. And right in front of like 500 people, I said, you know what? Right now you're just lying to us is all you're doing, because you looked me straight in the face and you told me that, dude. And, of course, he got kind of red-faced there and got on a big kick about how America's better now for his children than it was for him, and how he had a better life than his father.
And it's all thanks to the government?
It sounded like a big smoke screen because that you had just caught him in a lie, and he just had to give a big spiel, you know. It just a way to dodge addressing the issue at hand.
Yeah, he was just a smooth-talking politician.
Sure.
And it got on where I told him, I said, you know, you're wrong about that. I think that my grandparents probably had a better life because my grandfather was a single income earner of the family, and my grandmother raised five boys, and they was able to make ends meet, which we can't do anymore, due to inflation, which the Federal Reserve has a giant part of.
Right, because inflation is the Federal Reserve essentially putting more money into the money supply, printing money out incrementing numbers inside computers, and that leads to prices going up, and it leads to your dollars in your wallet becoming worth less. And so over time, if you're still earning the same amount of money or slightly more than what you were before, you are behind the ball. You're continuously falling behind the ball, because unless you're getting a whole lot of a lot of raises really often, most people continue to fall behind the ball, and that's why the standard of living continues to go down. That's why you need to have two parents working two jobs each to cover two kids today, as opposed to what you're saying, where one guy could work and cover a whole family of six. So it's a reality, and you're absolutely right about it.
And he said, well, under my way, blacks wouldn't have rights and women couldn't vote. And it was just,
what?
I mean, if we went back to the days I'm talking about.
Oh, I see.
He said that blacks wouldn't have rights and women couldn't vote. So he turned the Federal Reserve question around and spun it so far around that he had the crowd clapping for him when he said, now women can vote. And people were happy. I was reminded of the Family Guy episode where the only thing the politician said was 9/11 over and over again. I think Peter was running for mayor or something.
And everyone was laughing on 9/11.
Yeah. Terrorism, terrorism, terrorism. Jamie, thanks for the call tonight. Always good hearing from you. Keep up the good work out there. Wheels off the radio.
Hey, Jamie, before you go, I'm wondering when you're going to give up that breakneck speed of once a week and maybe go twice a week or something with Wheels Off Liberty.
I am trying to get my co-host Mike on there right now, but right now he's suffering from a little case of AIDS, I think. He's got a little coughing and stuff, so all I'm doing now while he's recuperating is maybe smoking a bowl every once in a while, and I'll try to get him on the two times a week here pretty soon.
Sounds like a good plan, dude. Thank you again for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Get a new phone, too. All right, 800-259.
Once again, you know, I love it when people, you know, it warms my heart when people say, oh, we need to follow the Constitution, everything. They obviously love liberty, but it's also kind of sad because they're putting so much faith in a piece of paper to keep government in line. Like, what do you think? I mean, how deluded can you be about the nature of government to think a piece of paper is going to keep them in line?
You just aren't paying attention. You are deluded. You're living in some sort of fantasy world where you believe that, well, if you just elect the right people, then they can go ahead and whoop it into shape. It's just been always, there's just always the wrong people, Dale. So now we need to get serious. We need to get some real serious candidates out there that really love the Constitution and love freedom. And
their
we're going to do it
in the
this
right
time.
Place.
2010. 2010 for liberty. Well, I mean, come on. You know, you think you can elect your way out of this problem? You are living in a fantasy world.
I think you can elect your way out of this problem if you move enough people to one localized area.
Maybe.
I don't know
I'm sorry. I was just talking about the Constitution.
I don't know that the Constitution is all in is the end all be all, because I really do believe it was a compromise and there from the very beginning a flawed document. Obviously it has resided for 200 and something years over the constant growth of the government, and if it was meant to just be a document that that limited the federal government to things like judging traders and interstate commerce and a few minor little tasks and of course running the military, well, then why was there a legislature in the first place? Why did they have one? Well, I can only assume the legislature's there to pass laws. And if it's there,
that's what they think they're there for.
If it's there to pass laws, what were those laws meant to? If every law the legislature passes is unconstitutional,
awfully hard to get elected on. Say, I'm going to go in there and I'm not going to do anything.
Right.
And who wants? You know, that's a really hard sell. So.
It is. It is.
We continue here taking your calls about whatever you want. Go to Steve is gone. Let's try John in West Virginia. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, actually, it's Jim.
Sorry about that, Jim. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. I'm just calling. I heard you guys talking earlier about the design flaws of human beings or just, you know, things in nature in general.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that's mind-blowing to me is that you could call things design flaws when, in fact, it's completely implausible, illogical, and does not follow the scientific theory to believe that things happen coincidentally. For example, how could an optic nerve, brain, and the eye form independent of each other?
I'll tell you what, we'll come back and talk about it here in a moment. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now, and you will receive a one-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's orderchews.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This three-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there free, so enjoy those, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, they're all there, right there on the front page. In fact, going back for an entire year at freetalklive.com. What if you found out the best liberty activists from around the world were all moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? Well, it's happening, and you can be a part of it, but you need to go and learn more and get signed up at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. All of the hosts on this show are Free State Project participants, and I have to say that moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, probably one of the top three decision, best three decisions of my life. I would say hands down.
I'm here and I love it.
Absolutely.
All right, let's go to your calls, or I guess continue with your calls, because I believe we still have Jim. Was it Jim in West Virginia?
Yes, it's Jim in West Virginia. And my point, I was just making the point that the statements that were made that I heard discrediting that there's a creator purely on the fact that there are things that are considered design flaws.
It's not about purely on the fact of anything. The thing is, when someone says, well, look at all the amazing life around us, and says that's proof of a creator, that I am questioning that as a reason for believing in a creator.
Well,
it doesn't look designed. It looks like a messy process, is all.
Are you serious to me? I mean, honestly,
absolutely.
When you say it doesn't look designed to you, system do you know where not only are the inhabitants there, but they provide for their environment, and their environment provides for them perfectly, in balance? The earth sustains itself regardless of where they're not. For example, the water cycle. And like I mentioned,
and species die off, and new species come out of it, and it's a messy process. It happens, so you know it's a big enough system. It's that you know it's probably not like ultimately infinitely sustainable. But
one of the things you mentioned was that things don't look like they're designed. But like what I'm trying to point out more than anything else is design may not necessarily fit what you think of as structure. Just like when you go into somebody's home, it can be designed, but it may not fit what you view as structure.
Sure.
And something as simple as, like, something as simple to me with just a human being, that in and of itself, when people talk about or promote the idea of evolution, when you look at the human being's eye, the optic nerve, and the brain, it renders that almost completely impossible. Because those things would have had to happen simultaneously for them to be effective.
No, they don't actually. But like, if you look at really simple creatures that have eyes, some of them are their eyes are connected straight into their nervous system. Like if you look at a planarian, it's like it's got eye spots that just detect light. There's a range of creatures that have different degrees of complexity to things like their eyes and things like that. You know, so all of that stuff can develop over time, and it doesn't have to. You know, I don't know. I'm not sure.
I think it's a bit of a false choice. I think the choice between creationism and evolution is a false one.
That's a false dichotomy.
Right. Yeah. Well, here, Jim, I'd like to turn it around on you if I could. I believe God created us with eyes. All right. However, do you believe that God told Noah when he was 200 years old to build a boat over the course of 500 years made of gopher wood that was three football fields long and five stories tall, and fill it with seven of every animal and two of the ones with hair, and float around the world for a year's time while it rained for 40 days and 40 nights at first?
Well, first of all, what you just said is not what the Bible says.
Well, really?
For example, something as simple as the Bible does not say to create a boat; he said to create an ark. And the thing that was the reason why that's different is because scientists have diagnosed multiple times that the pressures that would have been created by what the flood was supposed to have been would have been too great for any structure, any boat that has been designed in the history of human beings. But the difference is, if you have a box, it's not designed to navigate. It is only designed to float, therefore preserving life. And also, another difference is, it's not seven of every animal. It was seven of every kind. And if you look at the Hebrew word for that, it's the same thing that we look at as far as genomes and species. It's not as simple as what you try to make it into English. And I understand what you're saying, and I'm not trying to make something complex and complicated. I'm simply stating that there's a lot of misnomers about creation. There's a lot of misnomers about God where people suggest things in religion, and human beings purport things that are not at all what the Bible teaches and not at all what God represents.
Does the Bible teach that Noah was 600 years old?
The Bible does teach that. I don't remember if he was exactly 600 years old, but he definitely lived far greater than the lifespan that we as humans have now. But what you have to remember is, one of the things you have to remember is, the Bible is asserting that human beings were created in a perfect state, and that generationally they would degenerate the way you would with a photocopy.
But aren't humans living longer now? Are we getting more like God now?
When you mention that humans are living longer now, one of the things you have to consider is, for example, people always tout the
there are a lot of backbends to the silly religion that you're talking about here. I mean, come on, man.
Let's not go off on too much of a tangent.
I don't think so at all.
Wait, I want to hear this explanation.
I want to address this false dichotomy, too, so let's get back to that.
I mean, follow what I'm saying as far as, like, one of the things, when people look at lifespans, one of the things they take into account is child mortality rates. And those things skyrocketed, especially in the early 19th and 20th century with modern medicine, when physicians would go from handling patients who had died from infectious diseases to delivering babies. That's one of the ways that the lifespan looks like it's grown so much in this time period. The second thing you have to recognize is, yes, human beings have achieved scientific advancement. But my point has nothing to do with the science of medicine. It has to do with, if human beings, which scientists on so many different levels in so many different areas will tell you, the body recreates and regenerates over and over again, and then all of a sudden stops. It's a process of stopping.
Your DNA is unraveling every time it splits.
You're really not taking a look at old tombstones. Which, if you look at old tombstones of old tombstones of women, you will see tiny tombstones around those women, and those are the babies that died in childbirth. What you're talking about is absolute patent nonsense, and you sound like a really smart guy, and you shouldn't be believing nonsense unless you're trying really, really hard to explain a really, really dumb old religion. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, that's what I'm trying to get at is this false dichotomy. I'm not an expert on evolution. I've read up a fair amount on it, and I've seen some scientists discuss back and forth with articles explaining what you're talking about. For instance, the idea of the eye. I don't have the articles in front of me, and I'm not an expert, so I'm not going to argue that. But the problem I have with it is that if you're sort of going from this notion of debunking evolution, therefore there's a creator. And I'm like, well, even if I don't fully understand how evolution works, I don't jump to the conclusion of a creator, because that is making up an answer to something you don't know how it works. And that doesn't answer the question. Because if you say, well, there's no possible way that this could form, that this could just happen naturally, and yet you accept that there's this brilliantly intelligent being that naturally exists. It just already exists, and he's brilliant, and he's brilliant enough to create everything that's just beyond our imaginings as being coincidental right now. And so it does not conclude, if you debunk evolution, that it was created by an intelligent being. So, who knows what might guide the process of evolution, if there's, but it does, or whether, I don't even know if evolution may be the answer. I'm just saying, I'm looking at all these creatures, I'm saying, no, they do not look to be designed by an intelligent, but they don't look to have been designed at all.
Are you kidding me? I mean,
I'm not kidding you. That is not a response to what I'm saying. Of course I'm not kidding you.
Jim,
do we have hair follicles that don't grow anymore?
Okay, what about this, Jim?
The whole idea that hair follicles don't grow anymore, it's like when people try to dismiss the appendix because humans didn't understand what it stood for. And now scientists and doctors are well aware that there are possible uses that humans have not been aware of. There are things as far as the lymphatic system. There are things as far as immune system. There's so many different things that it's possibly useful that they didn't know before.
Jim, I want to run something else by you here. I want to bring it back here in a moment. 800-259-9231 if you've got time. I want to run at least one more idea. Mark,
we're getting dangerously close to uh-huh. You know what I mean?
I see where you're coming from. I think this has been I think Jim's been doing a pretty decent job of defending himself.
Jim's one of the smartest creationists we've ever had.
More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
In an instant, the world changed for Lieutenant General Michael O'Neill. His staff shot before his eyes. Arrested for war crimes, he now faces a short, one-sided trial. The boundaries blur, the chaos returns. Somebody is going to die. The long-awaited sequel to Hell's Fair, The Eye of the Storm, by New York Times best-selling author John Ringo, from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It is Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then learn how to promote Free Talk Live at promote.freetalklive.com. There are a lot of things you can do to help get the show on more stations around the country, as well as bring more internet listeners on board. Promote.freetalklive.com lists pretty much everything. So head on over there. Let's go back to Jim listening to WAIS, actually, but you're in West Virginia. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live, and we've been talking about things theological here tonight, evolution slash creationism. And I wanted to ask you, you know, is it necessarily an exclusive thing? Does it have to be either creation or evolution? Couldn't it possibly be both? And what I mean by that is, couldn't it, you know, the germ of all of that is right now have been planted way back when the Big Bang happened, or whatever it is that happened in the beginning, and that we are where we are today, and there have been billions of years in between here and there, and that the imperfect things that you're observing, Dale, are just a point in time on the path toward, you know, getting to that kind of that perfect state.
Now, that does not seem completely counterintuitive to me. The notion of everything, poof, it's here just the way it is right now, seems counterintuitive to me just based on how messy it all is.
How do you feel about that, Jim?
Well, first, my thought is, like, one of the things that I agree with you guys on is, a lot of times people make it a difference between not so much necessarily evolution, which, I mean, obviously it is, who believe in creation are against evolution fairly often, but it's science versus creationism. And I don't believe that things, and again, the Bible does not teach that things, that the way they are now, the way they look today, and I'm not talking about industrialization and things of that nature, but just the earth and geology and that those things did not look the way they do now in the beginning. But both science and creation teach that it started, like you said, poof, just bang, and it was here. That's why they teach that theory of the Big Bang, and that's what the Bible teaches. In the beginning, and then there was that beginning moment. I understand what you're saying. But
it's sort of the notion of guided evolution.
Well, I think,
could things have changed over time through some kind of something guiding them or something like that?
The thing that happens for me is that I genuinely believe in the Bible based on intelligent research and also archaeological evidence. And the fact that when the Bible...
Now you're stretching.
I guess what I'm saying is, and the Bible does not teach evolution. And on top of that,
the Bible says it happened all 6,000 years ago, that the earth just came poof and existed, right?
Right, in the span of 6 days.
The Bible does, but another thing the Bible teaches that matches science is, scientists teach now that all humans that are alive today came from a common ancestor, which is something the Bible also teaches. The Bible does not teach, like a lot of people will try to teach the Bible, that the earth was created in 6 days. Well, the Bible does not teach that. It does not teach that.
Look, I went to Christian school, and that's what they taught me there, buddy.
Yes, those religious people taught you that, but the Bible does not.
Well, Mark's read the Bible several times. Yes, he did get it firsthand.
My understanding is that, on the first day, such and such, second day, da-da-da, you know.
Right,
For me, it had a different effect on me. When I read the Bible, I actually started reading it front to back instead of reading it out of context like I did in Sunday school. When I started reading the Bible from front to back, that's when I lost my religion because I couldn't buy it. I was looking at the behavior of what God was telling people to do and everything, and I was like, if this God exists, I don't like him.
All right, so Jim, what's the explanation? If you're saying it wasn't 6 days, what's your story?
My story is that the Hebrew word, which is different from English on so many different levels, the Hebrew word for day that you read in the first day is a period of time, an indefinite period of time. As opposed to a specific 24-hour period.
So it could be a million years.
Right. I heard this in Sunday school, and here's the question I have for you. I heard that in Sunday school. Sure, people would say, well, God says a day is 1,000 years, 1,000 years is a day. So let's just start fiddling with the math here.
It doesn't have to be 6,000 years. I'm saying that could be billions of years.
My question is, if I don't believe this bullcrap, do I go to hell?
Well, again, the Bible does not teach hellfire.
Excellent. Now, Jim, we can get on the same page, brother.
But that's what I'm trying to tell you. It's like you're talking about Christian school, and you're talking about religion, and I agree with you. If you look at human history and you look at politics today, the source of almost every single problem is religion. But the difference between religion and the Bible is so dramatic. So dramatic that it would blow your mind. Religious fundamentalists, people who twist things for their own advantage.
So would you say that? So you're like somebody who's done an independent study. Then you're not. You don't subscribe to one particular organized religion.
I study the Bible. I study the Bible.
You try to make the Bible fit into current philosophy, which has got to be very, very difficult.
Do you ever ask yourself why you give the Bible so much validity? I mean, you're studying the Bible, but how did you determine that the Bible was true and worth studying.
There's no question. I was definitely taught that the Bible was a divine thing. However, I was also taught that it's worthless if that's not for me. And as you can tell, I'm not a person who takes something that somebody tells me as a fact.
How many other books have you? Jim, you're a really bright guy, obviously. How many other books have you researched besides the Bible? How many other religious texts?
I've researched the Quran, the Book of Mormon, and the Bible. Those are the three that I've paid attention to specifically. But I've paid attention to the Baha'i faith. I've done research on the Buddhist faith.
Why the Bible out of all of those? I mean, is there a particular reason?
One of the things that is particularly impressive to me about the Bible, and it's something that a lot of higher critics will oppose, but if you look at it objectively, you will see the Bible has continuity over a 1,500-year period. You have 40 different writers who wrote 66 different books. You have kings, you have doctors, you have slaves, you have shepherds, and yet all of them wrote in harmony on a common theme, which is not necessarily seen.
But wait a minute. Doesn't God change between the New Testament and the Old Testament? Isn't there a significant difference there?
Once again, and that's when you brought up the issue of hellfire. That's another thing that so many people who call themselves Christians say. They say that in the Old Testament, God was this way or the other. In the New Testament, the teaching of hellfire comes. But in fact, the Bible teaches very clearly that God does not change. What you have in the Old Testament, and I don't call it the Old Testament, I call it the Hebrew Scriptures. When you look in the Hebrew Scriptures, what you have is you have creation and you have a foundation. God made an arrangement. He made a covenant. He made an agreement. He made a contract with a specific group of people. But that group of people was not going to be inclusive only for the benefit of themselves. That promise to Abraham to the Jews, who were God's chosen people at one time according to the Bible, those people were to then bless the entire world. But if you follow that, if you continue to see his dealings with them, when they were ungrateful, when they were disobedient, when they did not hold up to the, when they breached their contract, they then lost what that contract promised. And then you have in the New Testament what the Old Testament promised. For example, like, that's one of the best reasons to believe in Jesus Christ. The entire Old Testament has prophecy after prophecy that can be validated in the life of Jesus Christ. And then, again, and a lot of people will say that they don't believe in Jesus. Well, I don't believe that Jesus was God. I don't believe that, and the Bible does not teach that. However, to deny Jesus Christ was a human being is really, really hard to imagine because of the fact of one person who never existed influencing people on the level that he has.
An idea can be an incredible influence on people. I've seen it happen in modern times. An idea can live and have a tremendous power. I think if you look at the actual historical evidence, even from the Bible itself, it seems unlikely there was actually a single person that Jesus.
You know, historians of all stripes disagree on just that point, Dale. And I have little that I disagree with Jim on at this point. The Noah story, yeah, bunch of crap. Mm-hmm. But the idea that Jesus is a prophet as opposed to God, I'm with him, totally on board with that one. And if you're not going to send anybody to hell, it doesn't really matter what religion you have anyway, because you're not threatening people.
Well, I think that if there was a Jesus, I think that. You know, based on my pantheistic belief system, that he was no more or less a god than everybody else is. Because I think that everything is God. That essentially the universe as it is God experiencing itself in so many different billions of ways.
I think
ways.
An enlightened person is more like God than an unenlightened person. So Jesus could very well be more like God.
I see what you mean.
I want you guys to know, too, that, again, just like, as you can tell, I believe, you have every right to believe how you want to believe. And the Bible teaches that. And the Bible teaches that God teaches that. However, you guys were talking about facts or scientific laws, and I'll leave you with this. That's the number one thing to me. If there are laws physically, chemically, throughout this world, throughout this universe, the same should be said for morals. And what I mean by that is you reap what you sow.
Whatever there is no doubt about that. I'm a big believer in karma and, you know, reaping what you sow. Thank you for the call.
Thank you, Jim.
Great discussion tonight. 800-259-9231. There's more to come here. We've got a full hour remaining. Hour 3's coming up. You can bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.